堂听 class.com。
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 4 hours GMT for BBC News Online.
A British-led plan for development in Africa recommends doubling the amount of international aid to the continent. The plan, drawn up by the Africa Commission, warns that African countries are falling behind the rest of the world and an extra $25 billion should be invested over the next 5 years. Our World Affairs correspondent Mike Wooldridge reports.
Ambitious, bold and more comprehensive than previous approaches to Africa, those are the Commission's claims for this report. Governance, how well a state answers to its people, is given a high priority, including the need to root out corruption. But the Commission also makes demands of the developed nations. It says, for example, that money and state assets stolen from the people of Africa by corrupt leaders must be repatriated. The Commission says African exports face indefensible trade barriers, and it wants rich nations to abolish subsidies which give an unfair advantage over poor African farmers.
Spain is observing the first anniversary of the Madrid train bombings, in which 191 people were killed. Bells will toll simultaneously in the Spanish capital's 650 churches later this morning to mark the time when 10 bombs exploded on 4 packed commuter trains last year. The Spanish Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, has called for a united front in the fight against terrorism. Tim Franks reports from Madrid.
Church bells will toll across Madrid at the moment when nearly 200 lives were ended and thousands more were wrecked. The criminal investigation continues. Leaks of the investigating judge's initial findings suggest 3 Islamist groups may have been involved. The main opposition party, the PP, which was in government at the time of the bombings, is still convinced that there could be a further link to the Basque separatist group ETA. That's led to rancorous disagreement with the governing socialists.
Hospital officials in Iraq say at least 46 people have been killed in a bomb attack on a funeral in the northern city of Mosul. Eyewitnesses said a suicide bomber blew himself up in the meeting hall of a Shiite mosque as it was crowded with mourners. More than 90 others were wounded, many of them seriously. You're listening to the news from the BBC. The judge in the trial of the American pop star Michael Jackson has revoked an arrest warrant he issued against the singer after he failed to turn up on time. Once the hearing got underway, the main prosecution witness, Gavin Arvizo, testified that he'd been touched inappropriately on 2 separate occasions. Michael Jackson denies all the charges of child molestation. His lawyer, Brian Oxman, explained why his client hadn't arrived on time for the hearing.
He tripped this morning and he fell in the early morning hours while he was getting dressed. His back is in terrible pain. He was in terrible discomfort during the entire trial proceedings.
The U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has used her first visit to Mexico to underline Washington's commitment to protecting the U.S.-Mexican border against the threat of terrorism. Speaking after a meeting with her Mexican counterpart, Luis Ernesto Derbez, she said it was difficult to guard the border because it was so long and therefore vulnerable to terrorist incursions. The International Tribunal in The Hague has charged the former Prime Minister of Kosovo, Ramush Haradinaj, with war crimes. He faces 37 counts arising from his role as a commander of ethnic Albanian guerrillas during the Kosovo conflict, which ended in 1999. Mr. Haradinaj denies all charges. From The Hague, Geraldine Coughlin reports.
The indictment says that as a
Ramadina designated a human being to be 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 a
Venezuela's assert a kind of tried to buy an intention Russia to military helicopter. Part of a package pack web of responses such as the anger at Washington, says which is the famous web all of the hands of the fans long and rebel people. And as the Vink Raymond of Mr. U.S. criticism is a deal, it was the extra as well as plasma and of Russian raid and automatic metal rifles to boot to internal security, particularly along the border with Colombia. And finally, in a million magazine Gazette was published in annual Astle World, the Ritz was peaceful. The father of Mundrakus wiped off Gabriel Street, naming it a top spot for the 11th successive lesson.